This is DJ Kick, and you're listening to Steve Kelly Delivers, where you get a glass and a half of inspiring, influential, and interesting guests with every podcast. You can follow Steve Kelly Delivers on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Steve Kelly Delivers is listener-supported on Venmo.com.
Hello, and welcome to Episode 6 of Steve Kelly Delivers. It is a podcast that brings you quality entertainment, first class. If you go to my website, stevekellydelivers.com, from there you can access my Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram accounts. Steve Kelly Delivers is a podcast supported by listeners just like you. So if you like the content of what you are hearing and would like to support my show, I'm going to tell you two ways you can do just that. First, you want to subscribe to my show on iTunes, rate it, write a review, and don't forget to tell your friends about me. You can also friend me on Venmo, and if you make a donation to my show via Venmo, I will give you a personal thank you during the intro portion of my next podcast. Now, let me deliver my awesome conversation to you as I introduce my wonderful guest, model, actress, my friend, Fatima Damengoush. Fatima, thank you so much for being on Steve Kelly Delivers. It is awesome to talk to you again. Great to hear from you.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, it's my, hey, Steve. Hey, it's really nice talking to you too again. It's been a long time since we've seen each other last, but here we are talking over the phone in your podcast. That's so cool that you have it now. I'm so excited for you.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm psyched about it too. It took a while to get things set up, to get it going, but you know, now that I got it going, I'm doing weekly episodes. I know how to get them set up and put onto iTunes. And by the way, your episode will be released next Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
And how about the first thing we could talk about is how we know each other, like how we met a couple of years ago.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, it's been like 5 years ago, maybe, or 6 years ago when we met. It was back at my favorite job on earth, the post office. I was a young mail carrier back then, and that's how we've met. That's how I met all of you guys, my favorite Palm Harbor people.
Aw, and everybody in the Palm Harbor post office says hi, and they miss you.
Aw, that's so sweet of them. Yes, I still remember those days. It's really some good and not so good memories, but you know, we all had to do something in life to make money, and
that's
it was just one of them jobs.
Well, now you're like making money and a lot, like in a much different way, a much more enjoyable way, because you actually left the Palm Harbor post office. You went out to Hollywood to pursue your dreams, to get into modeling and acting, and bam, there it is. You've done it. And there it is. You've done it.
Yeah, well, not done it, but I am. You're absolutely right. I'm doing. I'm working, and I'm actually doing what I like to do, which is being on camera, in front of the camera, and that brings me a great joy of stuff. I mean, it's really nice to be able to do that and make a living out of that. I mean, California really gave me that opportunity. I don't think I'll be able to do it anywhere else but here.
Yeah, well, you were doing it here for a little while. You got set up in the Tampa area.
Yeah, as well as I was, but it's much harder to do it there, especially living in Tampa, Florida. Maybe if I lived out in Miami, it would have been a little bit different. But, like, Tampa doesn't really have much of a, you know, entertainment industry going on. And I would always have to travel to either Atlanta or Miami, and that's kind of time-consuming. And, I mean, I was losing, actually, more money than I was making, and it was, like, mostly for the experience and, like, the exposure. That's what I was doing it for when I lived in Florida, in Tampa, Florida.
Oh, yeah. But hey, you know what? That exposure worked because it got you out to LA and you are really living the hustle bustle lifestyle out there.
Yes, it is. It could get hectic, but still, it's not as bad as if I would think it would be New York or, you know, but it's much busier than it's in Florida, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Definitely a much more hectic pace to keep up.
Yeah.
And another thing that you've done since you've moved out there is you have met the man of your dreams and got married, which, I mean, and this is the thing. When I saw the post on Facebook, I was thinking, okay, is this like, you know, is this a modeling shoot that she's doing? I didn't know it was the real thing.
That's what most of my friends thought, that I was like a photo shoot, but no, it was a real thing. And actually, we met back in Florida and we traveled here together. It's not that I met him here. We actually moved here together. But yeah, he lived in Orlando, Florida, and you know, that's how we met.
Oh, all right. So this was the boyfriend that you actually moved out there with? Is this the same?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. Yeah, we've met, and then like a couple months into the relationship, we just decided to move, to switch up a little bit, and we just randomly picked California. And I mean, he'd been to California before, and he said that he really liked the city, the state, and because I was like torn between New York and I just wanted to move out of Florida. I really didn't know where I wanted to go, and he kind of suggested moving to California. And I mean, as you can see now, it worked out pretty well.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely did. Although New York, you probably would have had a lot of work up there too.
Yes, because I mean, as you know, I started as a model, and maybe in the modeling world it would have been better out there. But you know, once I moved here, I kind of moved towards the acting career more, and it's been good. I actually enjoy it much more than doing your modeling work. I still like doing modeling, but it's totally two different industries, and acting brings me more joy than the modeling in a way.
All right. Awesome. Yes, in New York, I'm originally from there. So I would.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, Long Island, but I've been to the city, and it's no place in the world like it. But L.A., you know, I went out there to visit. It's a very fun town. And, of course,
right.
The weather out there is what's a lot more tolerable than New York.
Yes. Totally. I mean, it's been cold. It's kind of cold right now, and it's been a cold spring. But still, I enjoy it very much. It's not as humid as in Florida, and it's just, for me, it's perfect.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember years ago, I went out there to visit for the first time. It was, like, in May. And, of course, you know, May here, it's already, like, summertime. So I go out there dressed in shorts and T-shirt and everything. And as soon as I get out of the airport, I'm, like, freezing. I'm like, wait a minute. You know, it's like, it's May. I'm in Southern California.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm in Southern California, and it's, like, freezing out here. What's up with that? But, kind of, that's how it is.
That's exactly how it is. Yeah, I'm actually wearing a jacket and a scarf right now, and, it gets really chilly, especially in the evening time.
Well, it's beautiful out here right now, but it's going to be warming up soon, and I'll be wishing for chilly weather.
I know. I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah, because you've lived it. All right. And, you know, speaking about acting and modeling work that you've done, I know there was like one, I think it was on Facebook where you posted a picture where you were with, like, in the same room, same scene with Ted Danson. Like, let's talk about that. What show was that? Was that one of the CSI shows or something?
I think you are talking about let's see, what show was it? The Good Place, maybe?
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah, he does have that new show.
I believe that was that show. It was a really fun project. I mean, obviously, I wasn't, like, giving any speaking roles, but it was fun to shoot, and, you know, I got a little extra camera time than the rest of the extras and whatever. And I actually had the directions given by a director, not like a AD, like assistant director, because that's usually who talks to the background, which was really nice. I felt like a little bit more proper there. But, yeah, it was fun. But, I mean, out of all the projects, it was, like, my biggest achievements. It was just, like, one of those lucky shots where I got to be in front of the camera more than others. But, yeah, I've done plenty of commercials here and music videos where I was actually featured. And no big speaking Hollywood roles yet. But hopefully it'll change soon. And, you know, we can all go see me in the movie theater soon one day. Hopefully soon.
Oh, yeah, that's the dream. And speaking of music videos, I remember there was one that you did. You were in a Trey Song video?
Yeah, that was, like, actually one of my first gigs that I was back in Miami. That was, like, one of my first big gigs that I've done, and still very memorable one. It was a good time, and the set was nice, and obviously being featured is always nice. Yeah, that was the good days.
Yeah, I remember seeing that video. And it's so cool when you see someone that you know in, like, either a music video or on TV. You're like, oh, my God, there's Fatima.
Right. You know, thank you. I really, really appreciate that you get excited when you see me. That's really nice to know.
Yes, you've got fans out there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And hopefully after this podcast, you have a lot more fans, and so will I.
Oh, yeah, we all will. I mean, you just have to keep pushing. And, I mean, it's great that you're actually doing, because I read your Facebook post about you wanted to do the podcast channel, and I was like, I could definitely see you doing it. You know, you got the personality. And I still remember the stories when you told me that you were, like, the voiceover for the Discovery Channel, which I still remember. Right? You were, like, the voiceover for the Discovery or something like that channel?
Not yet. But
no,
you know what?
I
hopefully, hey.
Like you were like talking like behind the camera for like some TV show or something like that. That's what you told me before. Or like a TV show. But I remember you telling me something about you being in this industry, like around the background or something like that. But
well, like extra work.
I always thought that you had like that speech, that personality of doing something like this. And here you are doing a podcast channel. That's really cool.
All right, thank you. But yeah, mistaken identity. I wish I didn't do any kind of voiceovers yet.
I could swear that you told me that you done some gig for like a podcast, I mean, the Discovery Channel or something like that, but maybe it was somebody else at the post office.
Yeah. Oh, someone else at the post. Yeah. Because I haven't done any kind of voiceovers yet. But hey, are you hearing this Discovery Channel? You know, maybe you can help them discover me.
Yeah, you need to hire this guy because he has skills if you get a nice voice.
Thank you very much, Fatima. Yeah, you know, no Discovery problem. Channel, Nat Geo, Science Channel. Hey, I'm pretty flexible here.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, the podcasting thing was something I was thinking about for a while because I wanted to get back into acting. You know, like how I was doing it years ago. I did like extra work. Maybe that's what I was
maybe
like saying.
Maybe that's what I got confused. Maybe you said something and I just thought you did something more. You know, which is not a bad thing. But yeah, I remember. Yeah, something like that. So you wanted to be saying you wanted to get back into that?
Oh, yeah. Like, you know, get. Because actually, what I've done is I went to the dentist. I had my teeth straightened out. I think I told you this the last time I talked to you. And,
yes.
You know, because I want to do more, like my teeth are pretty bad. So if I wanted to get back into acting, I want to like give myself a better chance to hopefully be a voice over for Discovery Channel. But,
right.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. And then I thought, well, in the meantime, while I'm waiting for my teeth to fix themselves and get straightened out, you know, why not get into podcasting? It's something that it sounds like a lot of fun. It has been. I mean, I'm definitely been enjoying it since I've been doing it. And, you know, this is actually episode 6 of my series. So,
oh, wow.
Six that's episodes nice. In. I'm definitely moving along.
That's so good. And that's great because you find the time between your day work and this. That's really great.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's not... It's sure. really not too bad, especially like when I do a West Coast interview like this, because you're 3 hours behind. So that means, hey, I could do it later, and I'm off tomorrow. So it just makes it all the more easier.
Right. That's cool. So cool. I mean, I'm so happy that you thought about me. That's really nice of you again. Like I was saying, I appreciate you, you know, remembering me and everything. I mean, although I was only like, what, like 2 years of your, or like 1 year of your sub for Ralph, but hey, you know, you could have forgotten me for just,
hey, you know, what?
But that you remember me is really appreciated.
Hey, you are quite welcome. And you know, hey, that good old Route 34 just keeps producing a lot of Hollywood stars, doesn't it? I mean, that's...
It does.
That's like one of the...
For sure.
That's one of the prerequisites for being on, you know, working on Route 34 is you have to have some kind of acting experience, so...
You have to, yeah. You like, I mean, I don't know if you have your sub carried yet, but like if you try to get one, for sure make an addition, like a casting or something, you know. Has to pass it before he can get on that route.
That'll be a good idea. That way I could really screen my subs. All right. Well, we've only like scratched the iceberg, the tip of the iceberg with all of your, like whatever you've done with acting achievements and modeling. Like go into more detail with like, you know, modeling and acting, like who you've done work for and... Like, what kind of stuff you've done?
It's so many things, and, like, it's so hard to keep track of everything. It's because every day is something, and, like, I mean, the work, like, this, the recent one, like, today I've shot for an Under Armour company, you know, the Under Armour, like, the clothing, the sport clothing, and, yeah, let's see what else we did, like Energizer batteries, and I mean the actors, I just don't want to say who I've shot with because I'm so bad with names, and I don't want to like say a wrong name or something. Like I could tell you what he looked like, but I can't tell you his name. There's been so many. I haven't shot with Brad Pitt or like Johnny Depp yet, so that's like on the list.
Well, that's all right. You're better than I am with Hollywood. Because I thought that Ted Danson was on CSI, so, you know. It's going to take a little while to get back into it.
Yeah.
But, oh, well, but one of your Facebook posts I remember seeing is a picture of you and someone else with Adam Sandler. Like, what were you doing there?
Yeah. So it was me and my friend. We were just shopping at the... a fancy, you'd say, mall, because it's a very fancy one. It's located in the Beverly Hills, and he happened to be shopping there with his kid, and he was nice enough to take a picture with us, which was really, really generous of him, because, you know, sometimes actors could be very, you know, not like mean, but, you know, they get tired of fans always asking them to take pictures, but he was really nice to take a picture with us, so that was the story behind that picture.
Oh, yeah, that was definitely cool, and cool of him, like you said, to actually take the time... To take the picture.
Yes, total. Because, I mean, you know, it was just his regular day with his kid. I mean, I'm pretty sure he didn't want to do that. I mean, I wouldn't want to do that, but he still did it. He, like, you know, we didn't even have time to even ask him. He just got into the pose and he took a picture with us. It's like so natural, professional.
Oh, cool. Yeah, like when I did the Hollywood tour thing, I went on one of those like buses and we went around up by the Hollywood Hills, Mulholland Drive, saw some celebrities' houses, and the tour guide guy that was driving us was saying that, oh, one time, do you remember Kelsey Grammer, Frasier, from the show Frasier? Oh.
I remember the show, but I was so young when that show aired that I do not remember who was on that show besides the main host, of course. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't remember.
But anyway.
But, I mean, I can Google her and maybe I'll see.
Oh, well, him. It's a him. Kelsey Grammer's a he. But
Okay. There we go. He.
But anyway, he was saying that when they drove by his house, like he was kind of out in the yard and they were like the driver was calling for him to come out, and he actually came out and let people take pictures with him and stuff. So, like, some of the celebrities out there, you know, they make the time because they appreciate and, you know, understand that, hey, without the fans, you know, where would they be? So some of them will definitely make the time to try and, like, do photo op opportunities like Adam Sandler did. That's why that was pretty cool.
Yeah, and actually I just searched Kelsey Grammer. I don't know him. I apologize. Yes, I don't know him. Just the name didn't ring the bell right away, but yeah. And I totally guess who you're talking about now.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I was saying Frasier, the show that he was on, because I was like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, it was back when I was in Russia and called this friend, so that's why it's like, sounds familiar, but I wasn't sure. But yeah, now that I searched him, I know exactly what you were talking about.
Oh, so speaking of Russia, like, I know you're fluent in Russian because you talk, like, sometimes on, when I watch your Insta stories, they're in Russian. And you're also very fluent in English. So how long have you, I don't think I've ever asked this, how long have you actually been, like, in the United States?
Yeah, so, I mean, I wouldn't say that I'm that fluent in English. My English, it's on the level of a 12th grader, unfortunately, because I've been here for 12 years. But it's getting better and compared to what it was when I first came here. Russian, obviously, is my first language, so I speak it fluently, and it's much easier for me naturally to speak Russian than English. But, you know, since I've moved here, it's been a progress in English, and here we are speaking English on your podcast show. So to me, it's very, you know, I am proud of myself. I say that much.
And I am proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I mean, like I said, your English is very good. I mean, I would say you're fluent because, hey, we're able to talk, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know, I only went to high school and college here, but, you know, who counts? But, yeah, it's been a struggle here and there. There's some things that I still don't get. There's, like, you know, some words that I still don't know. But, I mean, reading and watching and conversing in English language with other English-speaking people, it helps a lot.
All right. And, like, we're going to kind of talk a little bit about just, like, the L.A. lifestyle in general. Like, because, like, one of the cool things in the West Hollywood area when I was, my brief visit out there is, I'm sure you've been to the Grove, the farmer's market.
Of course.
Yeah. That is, like, at first when you go in, like, I was just going through the farmer market place. So I was like, it's okay. But then you get to the Grove and it's, like, almost, like, better than Beverly Hills. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool little spot.
Mm-hmm. It is very nice. I mean, there are a lot of different mall places that's as nice as Grove. Grove is definitely one of my favorites. And I love Farmer's Market. I love some stores there. I buy my cosmetics from there, and their food is amazing. It's a little pricey, you know, because it's all organic and GMO-free, whatever. But it's a really nice place to shop and for food and things like that. Another really cool place is Americana Brand. It's very similar by its structure to the Grove. I don't know if you've been to that one. It's located on Glendale Boulevard in Glendale.
Oh.
And it's just as nice as the Grove. So that the Grove and the Glendale Galleria is my favorite places to go.
Yeah. I haven't been to the other place you mentioned, but the Grove, I was definitely there.
Yeah, the other place is just as nice. But yeah, Grove is, whenever I have friends coming to visit California, I mean, Los Angeles, that's like one of the places I take them to.
Yeah. Oh, and that is, everyone listening, that is definitely a tourist spot that you want to hit.
It is. It's definitely one of the tourist spots you want to hit up. And it's located near the CBS studios, so you get to see the CBS Beverly. It's literally across the street.
Yeah, oh, you
and
know what?
And then there's a Trader Joe's, which I know you guys have it in Florida as well, but that's like my go-to supermarket for all my produce needs. And a Whole Food Market is right across the street from that, but literally you can buy anything you need at the Grove.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to ask you about Trader Joe's, if you were to shop there, because I know that... like a lot of the celebrities and, you know, a lot of people that just live in the West Hollywood area love to shop at Trader Joe's.
Oh, just in any area in general, there's a few different Trader Joe's around LA and California in general. Yeah, we love Trader Joe's here in LA. And I know, like, in Tampa, Florida, there's a Trader Joe that a lot of my friends in Tampa go to as well. When I lived in Tampa, I didn't know about Trader Joe's until I got here. And I love that store. It's my favorite. It has really nice prices, good products, very fresh, very clean, and it's amazing. I love it.
So is it just like a regular supermarket, like Publix?
Yeah, it's like a, you know, what would you say, like Publix, or, yeah, like Publix. Because I don't think Sweet Bay is still in business. I think Sweet Bay has been out of business since I moved out of Florida. But, yeah, like Publix. Not as big as Walmart, of course, but, yeah, like Publix superstore, yeah.
All right. Yeah, it's like the only Trader Joe's that's around here is, like you said, in Tampa. They need, like,
yeah,
I hope
Tampa,
that they open
exactly.
up one
that's
around here.
Yeah, there's one in Tampa, which when I went last year to visit in Florida, I actually went to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Can't live without that store anymore.
Oh, yeah. They need to open up more of them around here, like in this area.
I totally agree.
Oh, yeah, and also getting back to where the CBS studios. Like, the hotel that I was staying at was the Roadway Inn, which is right mm-hmm. across from, right across the street from CBS Studios. So I was, like, right in the heart of West Hollywood.
Right.
And it's, you know, when I went out there years ago to visit, I had gotten, like, a rental car and drove around. But this time, because now with, like, Uber and Lyft, it's so much easier to just go out there and then wherever I need to go, get a Lyft or an Uber ride.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, yeah. just like walk around because you could see so much more.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. And you can't walk in Florida, unfortunately. I mean, unless you like in South Beach, Miami, because it's almost impossible because of the weather and there's no really pedestrian sidewalks. But yeah, here, I do a lot of walking here, and I take a lot of Ubers to get to places and destinations. It's very convenient, and the prices are very reasonable, and sometimes you even get discounts, and it's even cheaper. Like, for my house, one time, I rode to downtown for, like, $0, which was really cool. Yeah, that's definitely very, very convenient for the Uber and everything else.
Oh, cool. So you do the Uber experience out there, too?
Yes, definitely. I mean, I do have a car, but, like, sometimes it's just much easier to take an Uber because of the traffic and the parking situations. Parking here is ridiculous. So, yeah, it's much easier sometimes to just get dropped off and then do your stuff and either take a walk or, like, a subway or Uber back. It just depends on the time of the day because sometimes, like, the traffic here is insane. So, like, during the rush hours, the Uber could be a little bit cheap. I mean, a little bit pricey.
Oh, yeah, because then it's like kind of a taxi where the clock is running. So,
there,
definitely.
Well, actually, the clock doesn't run. There's, like, a set price, which you would know, like, when you order it. So, you know, you pay, like, $10 or, like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it just depends, like, where you are. Sometimes it's just cheaper to take a subway and it'll be faster.
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right. And now, kind of let's keep on track with, you know, LA and, like, talk about some of the cool things that there are to see in LA, like the, you know, the touristy stuff and even, like, the stuff that a lot of tourists won't really know about.
Like, I'm still a tourist in a way. I'm discovering new places all the time. Like, this weekend, I discovered a really cool street in Venice, which I used to not like Venice Beach at all because of what I saw. And then I discovered a street about Kidney, the name is, and it has a lot of cool shops, and it's very touristy, has a really nice, cool places to eat, which I never, like, I've been here for 2 years, and I just found out about it, like, 3 days ago. I mean, there's all this, the Griffith Observatory, but I feel like it's very well known, and that's, like, one of the places you should visit if you come to LA. Let's see what else. I mean, West Hollywood, just like the Melrose Street, it's really cool. Again, it has a lot of shops and stuff like that. Beverly Hills, I mean, it's obvious, like, everybody needs to visit Beverly Hills, Santa Monica Beach, Pier. It's just, like, those are the main areas, but, like, each area has, like, its own street or, like, you know, area where it's really cool, but, like, depends on what you like. I'm like the foodie person, so for me, like, I want to see where the shops and the foods are. That's like for me to go to a place whenever I go visit a city, a new city.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, and definitely the observatory is really cool to see. I mean, I got some good pictures from up there.
Yeah, it has a great view. You can see the entire city, and it's I mean, it's great during the day. It's even beautiful during the night. I love it. And it's a really cool thing about that you could just take a hike up to this observatory. There's a very easy hike up there, which I like to do as an exercise sometimes. So yeah, you just start at the Hollywood area and you go up all the way to the observatory and then you take it back. So you get an exercise plus a view, a museum time, and then you exercise back home.
Oh, yeah.
And then it depends on, like, the near the observatory, there's a really cool, not cool, but there's a lot of Thai restaurants, which is really big in LA. People love Thai food here. It's amazing. I didn't eat as much Thai food in Tampa as much as I did here. But here is really great. And it's pretty reasonable prices, too.
Yeah, all the food out there, definitely. It's they have like a little bit of everything. And Thai food, you remember the Thai place on my route? Amrit, 328 East Lake Road?
Yeah, I remember that place. Yeah. I mean, I've never eaten there before, but I definitely remember that place.
Yeah, I haven't eaten there yet either, all the times I've delivered. But like literally, every person that has eaten at that place will tell me, oh, the food is so great. It is, oh, the best food ever. Like, even if you're not a fan of Thai food. So I got one of these days.
I love Thai food, so I guess any Thai food for me would be good. But any restaurant. But I think that Thai place on your route was one of the good ones as well. It had the vibe, for sure.
Oh, yeah. There you go, Amrit. You guys get a free little promo here.
Oh, it's just lovely.
All right. And so, like, what kind of celebrities or models have you seen out there, like, that you just run into besides Adam Sandler?
Run into not so many. I haven't run into nobody, really, which is kind of like when I moved here first, I thought, like, before moving here, I mean, I thought that they just everywhere, just go for left and right at the Starbucks shops and the, you know, grocery stores, but it's really not like that. I rarely see anybody outside. Like, whenever I work, obviously, in studios, I see celebrities, but just on a regular basis, I don't really see anybody besides the ones I've let them send there. That was about it.
Wow. Well, actually, you probably do see them, but they're, like, dressed down and they...
Maybe, yeah. So, yeah, you see them, I really recognize. And then again, whenever I have a free time, I'm busy, and it's not like I have time to just look around and see who's around me. You know, I'm my own celebrity. I'm like the only celebrity that I see, you know. So, yeah.
Now, yes, you are your own celebrity.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I haven't run into nobody besides Adam Sandler outside of work space.
Yeah, and like my thing is, I just don't really know. Like, when I was out in the Grove, I saw, like, a lot of hot-looking girls. I'm like, okay, they're probably models or actresses. But I'm, like, terrible at putting a name to a face because I don't really know.
Yeah, especially with the models. Unless, like, Gisele Bündchen, I wouldn't be able to, you know, recognize her right away. Because every girl here is a model, pretty much. So, you know, everybody looks... Most of the people here looks pretty hot. So it's hard to tell who's real famous and who's not. Especially with the YouTube bloggers and, like, Instagrammers, you know. It's just, like, too many of them to keep track.
Yeah. Oh, there definitely is. All right. And we've talked about, like, some of the touristy things to do in L.A., like the L.A. Uh-huh. lifestyle.
Yeah.
Now, let's shift gears and talk about the L.A. party life out there. Like, what's the nightlife have to offer?
I mean, it's mostly, it's like the clubs here are not very, like, they're fun, but like the main party scene here is the after parties, like the mansions, the parties at the mansion, the houses and the hills. So that's where the real parties are. I haven't been to many of those yet, but that's like the main thing. Those go on to like 6, 4, 5, 7 o'clock in the morning. The clubs here close pretty early, around 2 a.m. And the people who don't know about the after parties in the mansions just go home and go to sleep and just move on with their lives.
Oh, but the people that know about the after parties.
They party all night long, yeah, for sure. For all morning long, I'd say that.
Oh, so have you been to like many of those parties or a few?
Not like the night. I've been like day parties in the mansions, like, but not the night times. No, I haven't. I mean, it's just, I mean, after a certain time, like 12 o'clock is enough for me. I'm tired by then, and I don't want to go nowhere else. And that's really, and I mean, even if I go out, it has to be like a real occasion. Like, it has to be an event or like a show or something. I just don't like to go just because. It has to be a reason. Like, most of the times I go out, it's like Russian events, like a Russian artist comes or something like that. That's why I would go, but no. Or whatever, you know, I get cordially invited or like I'll get paid for my appearance, then yeah. But like, not just because I want to go, I won't do that.
Oh, cool.
So 2 a.m. is enough for me.
So the married life is really, like, you've really settled into that now.
Oh, I've always been like that kind of, you know, I'm like one of those people that like, too late to get ready, but if my friends would make me go, I'll go and then I'll party, but not, it's never been my thing really.
Yeah, I'm like the same way recently, like maybe like 10 years ago I used to like stay out later and hang out later, but now I'm like you. I'm like, okay, when it's like 11:30 or 12 o'clock, I'm like, wait, I'm still up?
Right.
yeah, it's funny how things like that change.
It does, yeah. Everything changes every year, every day. So, you know, we'll change.
Oh, yeah. And if things are going right, it changes for the better.
All right, I agree.
So were you ever in any, like, rooftop parties up there? Like those famous LA rooftop parties?
I don't know, like, what you mean by famous. I've been to some summer, like, rooftop parties. I mean, there's all these rooftop parties whenever it's summertime, like, the pool parties and stuff like that. Those were considered the rooftop parties, but like famous one, I don't really, you know, like whenever like a famous DJ would come, I guess that would consider famous, because I don't really know what you mean by famous. I've been to a rooftop party, but I don't know if it was famous or not. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, well, what I meant by famous is just like, you know, like you see it on TV all the time, like those LA roof parties, and that's like
it's... I don't think I've been to the ones that you've seen on TV. I've been to the cool places, known places, but like not like TV famous. Not where the Paris Hilton party so partied.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. All right. So you're married. Do you like gonna be some point in the future? Do you see yourself like owning a little house out there with the white picket fence and like settling down and
have. If we get there, because you know, housing here is pretty expensive, but
very.
Definitely a goal. And we'll just see how that goes. You know, just take a step at a time. But that's definitely an agenda.
All right. Yeah, and like you said, everything out there is expensive, but housing is definitely.
Yeah, very, very expensive, like ridiculously expensive. But I mean, it's always a goal of life, you know, to set up a higher goals in life. And we'll see what happens. Hopefully it will happen though.
Oh yeah, I hope so. And do you like also in the like, well, not near or distant future, ever see yourself having at least one child?
Happens, that's not something that's, you know, I even want to think of yet. If I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. It's kind of like, you know, I don't really care for it right now, but like if it happens, you know, in the future, you know, it'll be a great thing.
Oh, cool. So yeah, that's like a good attitude, like, yeah, hey, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, hey, that's still great.
Yeah.
Let's see. So, I guess that right now would just be a good time for you to kind of like promote yourself, like talk about like what kind of modeling you do, and or like who, you know, like, oh, like who's your agent out there, or like who, your manager?
Not really a manager or an agent. I do it by myself. I had a modeling agent, but right now I pretty much self-book everything, and through Instagram, which is my first name, Fatima_Domingush, my last name, and I just do it for that. I get booked by my pictures, and that's pretty much how life goes here. Not everything gets booked through the agent. I mean, the goal is to get a good agent, but so far I've been doing it by myself, and if I get an agent, that would be great, but I just want a really good agent or manager, not just like anybody.
Oh, cool. So you do it like you're kind of your own agent, just through Instagram?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I keep all the fees to myself.
Oh, yeah, that's why. Well, hey, if you could do it that way, definitely.
Yeah.
But, like, how do you actually do that? Like, you just kind of, like, contact?
There's different sites, casting agencies that you just, you know, submit your headshots to, and you just go from there. It's either you get booked or you're not. Sometimes they ask you for an audition. It would be, like, the same thing as with the agent, but I just don't have, like, direct connection to the casting directors. Like, I have to do it through the website. I mean, with the agent, you get a little bit more opportunities, like, for the bigger jobs, bigger paying gigs, like theatrical TV shows and stuff like that. But, I mean, right now I focus more on the commercial world. And for the commercial world, I'm doing pretty okay with just booking myself by myself.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's good to know.
Yeah, there's so many different ways, and I mean, it just has to be another hour of me telling how it and what it is and how it's done, because it's just so much, and it's just, you know, it's very detailed stuff.
All right, that's all right. We could save that for another podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like when I did acting gigs years ago, I had an agent that was a really good agent, and then they kind of wound up folding just maybe, I think, like 5 years ago or something, they closed. But it was great because they would get me just like direct bookings. Like they would call up and say, hey, you know, this so-and-so likes your picture. They want to use you in a production. And it's like, okay, definitely.
Yeah, those are the best ones. Like direct bookings are my favorites. And
mine too.
It's the same way when you do it for yourself. There's sites like casting, and like there's different things. Like I said, it's just like has to be different podcasts, because there's like a lot of ways of doing it.
Oh yeah, and that's definitely one way I might look into when I'm ready to get back into it.
Yeah, totally. You only ask me, I'll help you out.
All right.
Hopefully I'm like rich and famous by then, so you don't have to work too hard. I'll just help you. Like,
directly. All right.
You know, won't look that far in.
You are an awesome friend.
Oh, thank you.
All right. And now I guess kind of in closing, to wrap things up, if you wanted to like tell my listeners where they can find you on, you know, social media and how they can friend you and stuff and follow you.
Yeah, my Instagram is open. It's not private, and like I said earlier, it is Fatima, FATIMA_Domingush, DOMINGUSH. So that's my Instagram. Then my Facebook is just Fatima Domingush. I don't use my Facebook as much as I used to anymore. So Instagram, that would be like the place where I post all my latest pictures, my latest gigs, whatever I've done so far. So if anybody interested, you're more than welcome to follow me on there. And I follow back sometimes, depending on your profile. If it's interesting, I'll follow back. If you have pretty pictures, I mean. But yeah, so that's like one way of connecting with me and seeing like my latest stuff and things I've done and doing. It's just like my lifestyle, pretty much. Places I go to, and like you can learn a lot about the food places in LA, because I go out to eat a lot, and just like cool places to hang out. So yeah, that's like one of the ways of learning about LA as well, besides like just looking at me in my pictures.
Yeah, like Instagram, I gotta say, I probably use that the most out of everything.
Right.
But I've been slacking lately, because usually I'll do like, I need to start doing more Insta stories and, you know, like funny posts. I got to keep that up, especially getting in, looking to get back in to the entertainment industry. It's like social media and, you know, everyone listening, this is definitely a way that it helps connect you to people.
Oh, yeah, it's very important nowadays. I mean, there's a lot of like different, there's a lot of jobs, gigs that want to book you unless you have an Instagram. So if you're trying to get into this industry, you might want to, you know, start working on your Instagram page.
Oh, wow.
And, I mean, I believe that even for your podcast channel, it would help you in many ways.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I've got to do a lot more promoting. I've got to get my show. I'm on iTunes right now, but I've got to look to get it onto iHeartRadio. As much as many places as I can put it, I will definitely.
Definitely. Just keep, you know, keep pushing, keep interviewing. And like I said, I'm the sixth one, and it's really cool that you are doing so much so far. And just good luck to you and whatever you do. And, you know, everything will happen at its own pace.
Yes. Yes, it definitely will. And hey, I wish you the best of luck out in LA.
Thank you.
I hope that you make it big. I hope we get to see you starring in a movie or your own TV show.
Something, hopefully soon. Yes, that would be really nice. Just finger crossed, keep just, you know, but working towards that goal.
Oh, yeah. Well, listeners, it looks like on that note, I can say it has been another successful delivery. Thank you again, Fatima, for your appearance on Steve Kelly Delivers.
Oh, no problem. It was my pleasure, Steve. Thank you for asking again. And hope everyone will enjoy this one. And like I said, follow me, ask me questions on my Instagram. I'm more than welcome to answer any questions in my free time. And thanks again, Steve. Good luck to you.